This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV. Welcome to the show. The world-famous Wayne Allyn Root Show, coming to you from Wayne Manor in Las Vegas, Nevada. I can actually say that now. You know what's funny is all these years, I've been on the radio 3 years, I've been on national TV almost 2 years, and I always say coming to you from Las Vegas, I'm the Vegas guy, but I actually lived in Henderson, technically. Lived in Henderson, Nevada, suburb of Las Vegas, but I moved and I now live in Summerlin, which is Las Vegas, Nevada. Area code 89134. I'm in Las Vegas, officially. Root for America is the website, rootforamerica.com. You can see all my tweets at Twitter, at RealWayneRoot. My email is WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. The call-in number, 833-WAR-NOW, 833-WAR-NOW. 833-927, did I say War Now? War Talk. I'm sorry, 833-WAR Talk. It used to be, I think it was called Root Now, at the very beginnings of my Vegas talk show. Or War Now 1, that's what it was, War Now 1. Yeah, that was a long time ago. It's 833-WAR Talk. It's been that way for over a year. 833-WAR Talk, 833-927-8255. 833-927-8255. We love to hear from you. And, look, there's some really crazy things going on in this country. I mean crazy. And one of them, by the way, there's so many forms of collusion by the Democrats. Collusion number one, there never was Russian collusion by Trump. But when you look at the Uranium One deal, and you look at the dossier, and you look at the FISA warrants, there was Russian collusion by Hillary and the Democrats. Collusion number two was Robert Mueller. Not only was he trying to destroy Trump, but forget that for a minute. Did he know? What did he know and when did he know? When did he realize there was absolutely no Russian collusion by Trump? I guarantee you he knew it by the fall of last year, fall of 18, which means he could have announced this finding before the election. And instead, he handed the election to the Democratic Party by withholding. That's Russian collusion. Knowing there was no Russian collusion, and your investigation yielded nothing against Donald Trump, no obstruction of justice either, and you held it back so that the Democrats would win the midterm, is Russian collusion. Collusion number three is Silicon Valley collusion. I should be writing these down. This makes a great column. Number three is Chris, write this down for me. Yes, be my personal assistant. Chris O'Sullivan, Irish lad, is my personal assistant. Chris, number one collusion would be Russian collusion by Hillary with the Uranium One deal. And number two is Russian collusion by Hillary with the dossier. And number three is Russian collusion by Mueller, who knew there was no Russian collusion and therefore handed the midterms to the Democratic Party. And Russian collusion number four is Silicon Valley collusion. And I'm trying to think what five was, because I had another one. Collusion number five, the real collusion, election interference conspiracy, is all of the illegals in the United States of America. My God, illegals are voting left and right. And the Democratic Party wants to give them Social Security. The Democratic Party is demanding they get Obamacare. So Democrats don't want cheating, and they swear there's no illegals voting. We would never cheat like that. But they want to give criminals who broke into the United States Social Security, even though they never paid into it. And they want to give them Obamacare, even though they never paid into it. And they're criminals. And they have sanctuary cities. They're outright criminals all over this country, the Democratic Party. So when you talk about election interference, only they're involved with election interference. So what did Mueller know, and when did he know it? Very important. That's the big one. And Silicon Valley's the big one. Because Google interfered in the 2016 election, but they didn't get the result they wanted, so they fine-tuned it, and then they interfered in the 2018 midterms. And there are several experts who believe they flipped, like 20 House seats and multiple Senate seats, and they flipped 70 million votes. 70 million votes, experts say. By manipulating, by censoring, by banning, by killing conservative websites. There's your collusion. And the mainstream media's collusion number six. Isn't that funny that you said that at the moment my eyes went to the next story? Chris said by ear. Collusion by the mainstream media. Well, MSNBC's Rachel Maddow loses 500,000 voters, half a million viewers in the days after the implosion of the collusion conspiracy. As long as they kept the lie alive, they're making millions of dollars, hundreds of millions, billions. But when the lie dies, there's no one to tune into your show anymore. There's no reason to tune in. You don't call that collusion and conspiracy? So give me those six things. Make sure you send it to me in an email. And I'm going to write a column about it. The implosion of the Russian collusion narrative damaged the ratings of CNN and MSNBC and all the liberal newspapers, the New York Times, Washington Post. So that was conspiracy right there. A reason to lie about Trump. And here's Rand Paul. I love Rand Paul. He made one mistake. He went against the national security emergency. He didn't realize he was voting against my national security emergency. I'm the guy who vetted that idea, handed it to the president. And I love Rand Paul, and he likes me. He's a big fan. Whenever he sees me, hey, Wayne, how are you? He's a good guy. But Rand Paul, 99% of the time, I agree with him. Rand Paul said we need to determine if Barack Obama and Loretta Lynch were in on the spying on the Donald Trump campaign. See? Obama is in the middle of all of this. I barely mentioned his name for a year now. I wanted to just block him out and move on. But it's back again. Because this guy is the ultimate troublemaker in the United States of America. And he's in the middle of everything bad. And I guarantee you, he was the guy who okayed the spying. He was the guy that okayed the unmasking. He was the guy that okayed the Iran deal, the worst deal in the history of the United States of America. He's the guy that used the IRS to try and destroy Wayne Root. And many, many others just like me. Barack Obama, you got to get to the middle of his problem. He probably, I assume, as President of the United States, was in the middle of the Uranium One deal. Hillary didn't do it as Secretary of State by herself. Everything bad involved Obama. Benghazi Obama. Fast and Furious Obama. We need to have so many special counselors named to go after these people. And Devin Nunes, Congressman Devin Nunes, is sending a criminal referral to the DOJ over Spygate. He's sending a criminal referral next week to the DOJ, Justice Department, that will detail multiple referrals on a number of different crimes, including leaking classified information as part of his investigation into misconduct at the Justice Department and the FBI. He says about this whole Mueller thing, we knew this was a joke from the beginning, and I've said as much for a long time, basically from the time our report came out, which has been a year, but now the real work begins. It's good to not have that sitting out there, but we have to go on offense and track down those dirty cops and bad players. Isn't that funny? It sounds like my commentary that I wrote for tomorrow's Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers around the country that I read you yesterday. Just like it. I also mentioned yesterday, very few people knew that Trump is going after Obamacare again, trying to kill it in the courts. Kill it. Destroy it. Wipe it out. And just completely stick a Christian cross through its heart. And here's a headline. Donald Trump, we can't live with the Obamacare disaster. President Trump, see, I'm the guy who came up with the National Wall of Emergency. Now I'm the guy who's coming up with the Green New Deal for Republicans, which will be about giving you more money in your pocket. That's the only green that matters. And I should be the guy. I got to come up with an alternative. It's easy to say kill Obamacare. But we need something to replace it that's brilliant, that says it's for the middle class only. You know, this is going to save small business and the middle class and the working class, which are being destroyed by Obamacare. So what could replace it that would cause your cost to drop dramatically? I got to come up with that. I got to meet with doctors and come up with a Wayne Root version of Republican Obamacare, just like I have a Wayne Root version of Republican Green New Deal. And I came up with a national wall emergency. I could do this. I've got to do this. There's got to be an alternative What is Trump care? What is it that would make people go, wow, great idea? Send me your ideas. You know, I come up with this stuff and then I pester the president about it. And I hound him till he comes out with it. Then it comes out of his mouth. So send me your ideas, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Any doctors out there? What do we replace Obamacare with? We have to replace it. Nobody remembers. There's two things that I said Obama destroyed the nation with when Trump was running. You know, I mean, the third big thing was the wall. That was the third big thing, the wall. But number one, everyone's taxes were too damn high. And Trump didn't do anything about that. Matter of fact, if you live in California or New York and you're a Republican small business owner, your taxes probably went up. 90% of the country got a tax break, but not if you live in a high-tax state and you're a Republican business owner. You didn't deserve that. So individuals' taxes barely went down a little bit, and some even went up. So what did he do to solve all the high taxes of the Obama era? Well, he did a great thing if you own a corporation, a major one, but he did nothing for individuals. So there's one thing that has not changed, and he's got to change it. And number two, I argued, not only are my taxes dramatically up under Obama, but my medical bills are dramatically up because Obamacare raised my health insurance from $500 a month to $2,000 a month, and I can't afford it. I'm going broke. I said that day and night. What has Trump done to change it? Well, it's not his fault, but he's done nothing because John McCain put his finger down and said, no, we're not going to repeal Obamacare. So nothing was done to lower the prices, and everybody's just forgotten that. If your bill was $500 under Obama, it went to $2,000. Guess where it is now? It's still at $2,000 for health insurance, unless you are smart enough to join Liberty HealthShare, sponsor of this show, which is a Christian health sharing organization, and they brought my bill back down to $500 again. But for 99% of the masses who don't know about that, nothing's been done. You got to get the bill down again. So we need a Green New Deal, a massive individual tax cut, and we need some kind of a name that sounds sexy to replace Obamacare. Wayne Allyn Root, I'll be right back. War now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. By the way, coming up, we had Hogan Gidley, the Deputy Press Secretary of the President of the United States, in the last hour, and coming up, we've got Congressman Mike Rogers, Republican from Congressman from Alabama's 3rd District, ranking member of the Committee on Homeland Security and senior member of the House Armed Services Committee, to get his thoughts on the Mueller inquiry and the final findings and the Attorney General's statement and everything else involving Donald Trump. And I also mentioned the Green New Deal and Mike Rogers. Hopefully, I'm seeding every Republican of any importance in this country little by little that we've got to have a Green New Deal. Everything is about branding. Everything. Without branding, you got nothing. You know, and that's why the Affordable Care Act could have been called the Unaffordable Care Act. It could have been called the Ripoff Care Act. We have to come up with names. Donald Trump's great at that. It's always got to be a name that gets everyone's attention. So the Green New Deal was brilliant by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It's the details are for morons and for communists and for anyone who's a complete financial illiterate and for anybody who wants to bankrupt the whole country and lose every job and kill all our cows and kill all of our wonderful food. It's idiotic. But the name is brilliant, the Green New Deal. And so we need a name, the Green New Deal, the Republican Green New Deal, because you're comparing ours exactly to theirs, and we give you more green, more money. I'm telling you, it's brilliant. Anyway, Congressman Mike Rogers coming up in the next segment. Fordham Resources, by the way, is the title sponsor of this entire show. They are an all-American story. They're a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham is led by Chairman Mark Bruner. He'll be on the show in the next couple of days. Legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to a $200 per share stock. Unbelievable. Not $15 to $200, which would be one of the great stories in the history of Wall Street, but 15 cents to $200 per share, which is right up there with any story in the history of Wall Street and capitalism. He created $15 billion in shareholder profits, and now his new baby is Fordham Resources. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors. Deloitte Touche, they also own the City of Gold mining property, 180 square miles, not acres, not making a mistake here, 180 square miles, nine times the size of Manhattan. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, FTMR, and you can find out more at FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR. Thanks for sponsoring the show. So Donald Trump said, and I quote, about Obamacare, we can't live with this disaster. And I was trying to say in the last segment that health care costs went up for me from $500 a month to $2,000 a month, and it covered nothing. It used to cover everything for $500 a month, and it covered nothing. The middle class was killed. Anybody who's an independent contractor was killed. Anyone who owns their own business was killed. And everybody's forgotten about this like it's no big deal. Everyone's still suffering the same as they were before Trump became president. Yes, the economy's doing much better. Yes, we're in a roaring economy at the moment, but people's health insurance is still far higher than it used to be. So are our taxes. You got to solve those two problems if you really want to see the economy go. Can you imagine it was roaring almost like the Reagan days with those two problems still there? So here's what Trump says. He says, Obamacare is a disaster. It's too expensive by far. People can't afford it. The deductible is horrible. He's the only one who's a billionaire who understands what average people are going through. Nobody understands this. Nobody in the media understands it. No other politician understands it. The deductibles are through the roof with Obamacare, so it doesn't cover anything. He said the administration had approved Obamacare during his presidency, but he wanted to replace it. It's still horrible, no good. It's something we can't live with in this country. It's too expensive for the people. He noted that premiums are too expensive, correct, and in many cases, deductibles are over $7,000 a year. Exactly. People are going broke trying to pay for it, he said. See, nothing has changed. The president reaffirmed Republicans would be the party of great health care in the future. The Democrats aren't. They've let you down. They came up with Obamacare. It's terrible. He was pleased that he repealed Obamacare's individual mandate. People across America thanked him for it. And Trump's Justice Department announced on Monday they would side with a Texas judge's ruling that Obamacare is completely unconstitutional. Trump says White House and Republicans in Congress already exploring options to replace Obamacare if it's struck down by the Supreme Court. If the Supreme Court rules Obamacare's out, we'll have a plan that's far better than Obamacare. I've got to help him. I'm going to have to come up with this. You know why? Because I'm a small businessman. I'm the only guy who really understands what the hell's going on here. But Trump, for a billionaire, is pretty cool. He's the only guy who understands the problems we've got. Thank you, Donald Trump. Thank you, President Trump. Appreciate it. I hope you appreciate I came up with the way to fund the wall with the national security emergency. Hope you appreciate the fact that I've got the Green New Deal for the Republican Party. And now I'm going to come up with, I know what I'll call it, Root Care. That's a great name. I said I wanted a sexy name. Root Care. Wayne Root Care. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for Russia. Get out of Venezuela. Russia has sent military planes, troops, and equipment to Venezuela to help him battle President Nicolas Maduro. President Trump says there's a lot of starving people in the South American nation.
We are with Venezuela. We are with your husband, as you know. what's happening there should not happen and be allowed to happen anywhere. So we're with you 100%.
The president and vice president were meeting with opposition leader Juan Guaido's wife today at the White House. A day after being surprised when charges were dropped against actor Jussie Smollett, Chicago police are releasing a redacted report of their investigation. It shows that police obtained a warrant for the actor's iCloud account and shared it with the FBI. The feds are still investigating whether Smollett mailed himself a death threat letter, which would constitute a federal crime. This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Hey, Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now, USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV. We have a great guest for you, Mike Rogers, United States Congressman, a conservative, a Christian, father of three, married for over 35 years, my kind of guy. Since first being elected in 2002, Congressman Rogers has been known for his tireless advocacy for the people and interests of Alabama's 3rd Congressional District. He currently serves as the ranking member of the Committee on Homeland Security, senior member of the Armed Services Committee, and I think most important when I look at his bio, Congressman Mike, is that you're a small businessman, and I love small businessmen because I'm a small businessman, and I think that's the economic engine of America. Very rare to find a congressperson who is A, a small business person, and B, who brags and admits publicly he's a small business person. What do you think about that?
I think it's where 80% of the jobs in this country are generated, and we need to nurture it.
There it is. I'm with you. And are you finally glad we're rid of this albatross hanging over all of our heads as Republicans and Trump fans and supporters of America and backers of everything good in this world, patriotism and Judeo-Christian values and capitalism? And all of a sudden, instead of worrying about all of that and open borders and what's happening with the economy, all the media talked about all day long for 2 years now was the Mueller inquiry and the Mueller investigation and the cloud hanging over Donald Trump's head, our president of the United States. Are you relieved it's finally over?
I am, but I'm also aggravated that it happened in the first place. You know, we have got to get away from this special prosecutor business. But if we're going to do it, we ought to put a limit of money and time on it. You know, this going on for 22 months, over $25 million was insane, particularly since there was really never any evidence of any misbehavior. It was a political witch hunt meant purely to, first of all, impede the president from getting things done, hopefully to distract him, but try to make sure they could get him removed from office or, at a minimum, not get reelected. That's all it was ever about. It's why the news media was complicit in the whole thing. And by the way, it all just confirmed what Donald Trump had been saying all along, fake news. You can't believe what these people are saying, and this just confirmed it. But I think we need to take the pause now as a nation and do an examination of how we let this stuff happen to ensure it doesn't happen again.
Well, I agree with you, and the only area where I might say I differ a little bit is that I hate these special counselors slash prosecutors, but I think it's time for us to turn the tables and open an investigation of the investigation. Which, you know, because you said it's time to make it go away, and I understand it's been a long national nightmare, but that's because we were going after the wrong people. I think it was, A, meant to distract us from the economy and the great job Trump's doing. I agree with you. B, drag Trump down and remove him from office. I agree with you. But let's not leave out C, why this happened. Distract us from who the real criminals are. Who the real criminals might be, let's put it in a much more questionable way, might be, I think massive crimes are committed by the people who are spying on Trump and unmasking Trump's people and the people who are preparing the FISA documents and the dossier. And that all leads back to Hillary and Obama and their whole crews. Even though you and I both hate special counselors, shouldn't we turn around and ask Attorney General Barr to name a special counselor to investigate how this all happened?
I don't think he has to. I think he can assign it to in-house lawyers, just like, you know, they pick Mueller. They can pick somebody in-house and give them the resources, the department staff, and say, I want you to pursue this. It doesn't have to be an outside person. I've always hated special prosecutors, special counsels, and I think they're a dangerous weapon. You know, just like with Mueller, he was given the task of probing whether or not there was collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. And he spent 2 years going after about everybody in the world except that, because there was nothing there. So he just used this resources that he had and the latitude to go after, I can't remember the fellow's name now, the campaign manager for Trump.
Paul Manafort.
And Cohen and all these other people.
Roger Stone. And
Roger
Stone. Goes on and on.
That you know, that was not what they were put in place to do. And I just think that it's always dangerous to have special prosecutors. The Justice Department has a legion of fine attorneys they could assign this task to. But, you know, you and I are in much more agreement than you characterize. That's what I said. I think we should pause now and find out how this happened and stop it from happening again, doing exactly what you're saying. I just don't want to use a special prosecutor to do it.
I get it. All right, so let me ask you something. I've never been a congressman. So what are the penalties in Congress for telling massive lies and being part of collusion and conspiracy, like I think an Adam Schiff and a Jerry Nadler? These guys never stop peddling the same lies again and again and again, and yet they're never penalized.
I know. It's just, they should have to resign. I couldn't go back to my district if I was pulling off what they're pulling off. They obviously have different constituencies than I have. But I can tell you this, if I did what Hillary Clinton did with the classified information that I have access to, I'd be in jail right now. That is something that should not have been allowed to go on without a review by prosecutors in the Justice Department. And it was purely politics that she was not prosecuted for what she did. You know, for the last 6 years before this term, I was chairman of the Strategic Forces Subcommittee, which oversees our nuclear weapons, our missile defense, and our national security satellites. Most of what I did was classified. We were in a skiff all the time. I know exactly what the penalties are for disclosing classified information. It's a felony. And she was just allowed to do it. And she basically admitted on TV she did it. And she's not being prosecuted for it. I just don't understand that.
Well, you know, you bring up something very interesting. If I were Hillary Clinton and we did it, we were Republicans. If we were, straight white males and we did what Jussie Smollett did in Chicago and they dropped all charges and we committed a hate crime and tried to frame every black person in America as being a bad person. I mean, I can't imagine even doing such a thing, let alone getting away with it. If we were Hillary and we were involved in the Uranium One deal, if we were Obama and we used the IRS to try and destroy our political opponents, it seems like, Congressman Mike Rogers, Democrats get away with everything. Nobody ever investigates, or if they do, they whitewash it, pull it under the rug, and nobody ever gets charged, and they never have to pay for it. But if a Republican spits in the wind on the sidewalk, if a Republican goes 66 in a 65-mile-per-hour zone, you know, we have to spend $2 million on lawyers, bankrupt ourselves, our career is over, and we face spending 50 years in prison. I don't get it, why there's two sets of laws in this country for Republicans and Democrats. Do you?
No, but everything you said is true. That's one of the things that came out of this Mueller probe and Trump's pushback is we have outed the FBI and the Justice Department for having a lot of political hacks in there that have been abusing their positions to do the things you just talked about. And I think the cover's been pulled back on that, and I don't think we're through with looking at those organizations and what we can do to make sure they don't abuse their posts.
All right, cool. Let's move on to one last topic, and then we'll say goodbye. I don't want to take too much time of a wonderful United States congressman who's fighting for the things I believe in. His name is Congressman Mike Rogers, and he is from Alabama, and he is proud of it. He's proud to be a Christian, a conservative, a father, a husband, and a small businessman. So he's my kind of guy, and I appreciate all those things, Mike. I really do.
Thank you.
And so here's my question. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I can't say her name without laughing because it's so absurd, came up with this Green New Deal, and they voted on it in the United States Senate yesterday, and the vote was 57-0 against. Not one Democrat was willing to go on the record as saying he or she is for it. Not one in the United States of America. So that brings me to my point. I think Trump's made only one mistake as president, right? He's been a fabulous president, and he's fighting, you know, like the movie The 300. It's him against the world. And it's hard out there. But I thought that as great as his tax cut was, and look what it did for the American economy and American business and jobs, great stuff. But he didn't cut taxes much for individuals. I mean, I saw no tax cut. I know most people I know saw a very little tiny tax cut. So why not have a part two to counter Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal? Why not we, Republicans, in the House and the Senate and the President, come up with a Green New Deal, Republican style, that's not about green as in the environment. It's about what the average person and the average small business person thinks about, which is keeping more of our own green money. A Green New Deal, which is part two, you cut the big corporations' taxes. Why are we not screaming from the highest mountains? If Trump's reelected in 20, we will cut individuals' taxes dramatically. We need a break as small business people and individuals. I think that would win the election.
That's exactly what he plans to do. He's talked to us about it. He plans to come back with just an individual tax cut. And by the way, everybody got a tax cut in tax reform. everybody's rates were cut. If you pay taxes, your rate was cut. But you're right. We would like to see a deeper cut for individuals, and he intends to have round two.
All right, he intends
to offer it during this term. Now, it may not get passed because the Democrats want to raise taxes in the House, but it gives him an issue to go into the campaign with, saying, give me the House and Senate back and reelect me, and I'll give you round two of tax cuts.
Yeah,
now,
because he
talked with us about it. He's bringing it.
Trust me, Mike, I'm in the real world, and it was very, very, very small. And most of my friends really got nothing because there were other things that balanced against it, especially my buddies who live in, you know, who are small businessmen and huge Republicans, and they don't live in Alabama or where I live, Nevada. They live in California or New York. They got a huge increase because they couldn't deduct their state and local taxes. And I never disagree with that idea. I think, that's putting the burden of big taxes on all of us. I don't live in California. Why should I pay for it? I get it, but I'm just telling you, if you're a businessman and you own five restaurants in California, New York, you got a tiny tax cut and a giant tax raise, and it all balanced out to a slight raise. So my point is, I would now help the individuals, and I think we'll go on to a big victory in 2020, and I think we'll take back the House if
we
give people more of their own money, right?
That's exactly what we're planning to do.
All right, but just call it the Green, I'll tell you, call it the Republican Green.
That's a great idea.
And we'll laugh at them. We'll laugh at them. We'll mock them. They want to take away all our jobs and all our cows and all our cars, and we
That's
want to give you more
idea.
Your own money. So
I
mention
like
that to the leadership, please. We have a Green New Deal, all right? Republican
all right.
Green New Deal. You're a good man, Mike Rogers, Congressman Mike Rogers from Alabama, small businessman and a great politician that we need 435 of you in the United States House. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had seen my kidney doctor because I only have one kidney that works.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one doesn't work at all. And I was pretty close to going on dialysis if it didn't improve. This last visit to my kidney doctor, my kidney it's operating at 21% now. So that's the highest that it's been in the last 8 years. This is really working well for me, and I am so grateful that I found you guys.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. It's interesting how those things work, right? The self-named Wayne Allyn Root Show. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Tangible Investments, great company. They have golden credibility. I nicknamed them with that name. I'm the brander. Golden credibility. 35 years of business, over $2 billion in transactions. Discount gold, silver, and precious metals. If you're going to buy gold and silver, you know you want to buy it. You know you have to buy it. You know you should buy it. You might as well buy it discounted. They'll sell it to you discounted. You'll get the best price, the best deal anywhere in America. And you'll get it from a company that's been in business 35 years and sold over $2 billion in gold and silver. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. And while you're at it, ask them how you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. You have to buy a thing. If you qualify, you just get a gift worth about $200 from Tangible Investments. But you have to qualify. Find out how you qualify. If you don't like it, hang up, right? Give them a call. Check it out. 800-780-9000. Once you buy from Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. 800-780-9000. Billions of transactions, and they will show you how to protect your assets. You need gold, might as well buy it from the company that sponsors this show and has great credibility. 800-780-9000. The New York Post had a March Madness, what they called a Mueller Madness bracket. And they put all the idiots in the media who were wrong about collusion. And they had them in brackets, just like March Madness. And they wanted to pick the winner, who's the dumbest person in the entire media, guilty of the most collusion. And it was a tough bracket featuring some of the biggest names in the prestige press and late-night comedians and C and D list celebrities and scholars and think tankers and freshly minted Russia experts. But the winner of all of it, the winner of Mueller Madness, is Rachel Maddow, as chosen by the readers of the New York Post. Rachel Maddow dribbled and scored her way past them all to clinch the Post's first ever Mueller Madness trophy. Congratulations to Maddow and her MSNBC colleagues. She is the biggest loser and the biggest idiot. More than 1,000 readers shared their brackets with us, and a large plurality, nearly a quarter, picked Maddow for the top spot. As reader Jim Murphy said, Maddow ripped to the field like Isaiah Thomas's Indiana team in 1981, fueled by the conviction it was her job to educate "We Are the Stupid" on every rumor
and how they all fit together. Maddow excelled at connecting non-connected dots. Night after night for 2 years, she spun tinfoil hat theories on how Donald Trump is going to do what Russia wants, how the presidency is effectively a Russian op. This even as the Trump administration armed Poland and Ukraine, bombed Russian operatives in Syria, and squeezed Moscow's chief Mideast client, Iran. In a six-week period in the spring of 17, the MSNBC star, which is by Rachel Maddow, devoted more than half of her segments to Russia. Every day I leave my show and think it's going to be talking about something else, she admitted. But every day over the course of the news cycle, a new piece of the collusion story falls into place. But in the end, the pieces didn't fall into place. And one special counsel, Robert Mueller's report, put the lie to the collusion theory. She suffered an instant ratings disaster. 500,000 less viewers in the last few days. The runner-up is Stephen Colbert, who on his show Tuesday night bragged about his third seat spot in our bracket and vowed he's in it to win it. Bravo, Stephen, you almost made it to the top with your hyper-politicized, hectoring brand of lefty comedy. He isn't funny, wrote a reader from Jersey. He has between one and five guests nightly to bash Trump. He can't even have a guest to promote a movie without telling him that Trump sucks. So Colbert comes in second, and Rachel Maddow comes in first. Last but not least, there's our dishonorable mention spot, which goes to John Brennan. The former CIA director started the championship at the sixth seed, but his treason allegations against the president and bogus claims about imminent indictments received some of the most vehement comments from New York Post readers. Brennan used the authority and gravitas that came with his former job to spread false information, said one Post reader. He did more damage to American institutions than anyone else in this saga. As a former CIA director, he should have had a commitment to truth above all. He turned out to be not so intelligent, just another uninformed talking head, said another reader. All right, so that's New York Post's first ever Mueller madness bracket. And by the way, things are going very bad at the border, very bad at the border. It's being overrun by Central American migrants applying for asylum as well as migrants crossing illegally. Border Patrol recorded more than 3,700 apprehensions along the southwest border yesterday, the largest single total in more than a decade. And how many of them were released into the U.S. after they requested asylum? Probably all of them. Kirsten Nielsen, DHS Secretary, said this is no longer an emergency, it's a system-wide meltdown. Our border crisis has gone from national emergency to a system-wide meltdown. We must be able to secure our borders and protect vulnerable populations fleeing persecution, but we can't do this effectively without action to fix our laws. And so my great buddy Doug Miller sent in a wonderful email solution. He said, solution to the border. There's no Mexicans coming across anymore. It's all Central Americans. Until Mexico takes charge of these illegals in their country, beginning tomorrow, let's make sure every truck with tomatoes, broccoli, lettuce, and onions will undergo a three-week inspection at the border, including being unloaded and set in the hot sun for at least a day to ensure no salmonella. All trains loaded with cars from Mexico must be unloaded and inspected by teams consisting of multiple inspectors and law enforcement working 4 hours a day, removing all seats to ensure drugs aren't being smuggled, removing all tires. Problem solved. Your friend Doug. I mean, it's true. This is all Mexico's fault and Mexico's problem. Why are we so stupid? All right, Wayne Allyn Root War Now. Coming up next, Newsmax TV. Right now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Ooh.